It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A federal judge has ruled that the lawyers representing Devon Bailey's family can continue to work on their lawsuit against the city and the officers involved in his death, despite a request from the city of Colorado Springs to halt it. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
Devon Bailey was shot and killed by Colorado Springs police in 2019. The city is trying to get his family's federal lawsuit dismissed, and in the meantime, wants their lawyers to stop working on it. That includes doing witness interviews and depositions. Mari Newman represents Bailey's family.
It extends the litigation, making it much, much harder for witnesses to be found, for people to remember what they saw.
A federal judge said no to the delay. In his ruling, he noted it was important to keep going to preserve the, quote, memories of the parties that may fade with the passage of time. Newman says the ruling has implications on other cases against law enforcement as well. The city's larger request to dismiss the case is still pending. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Xcel Energy has proposed a plan to offer rebates to incentivize Coloradans to buy more electric vehicles. The Denver Post reports the state's Public Utility Commission is holding hearings on the plan. Proponents say it would cut greenhouse gas emissions and air pollution. Critics have concerns that the plan would increase electric bills. Two rest areas in Glenwood Canyon have reopened after being closed for months by the Grizzly Creek fire. CDOT says the No Name and Bear Ranch exits along I-70 are now safe for public use. Two other rest areas and the bike path through the canyon are still closed. The state has approved an $8 million loan to help with wildfire recovery in Glenwood Springs. The city will use the 30-year loan to upgrade its water system, which suffered severe damage during the Grizzly Creek fire. Aspen Journalism reports that tree loss has caused erosion problems along No Name Creek and Grizzly Creek, resulting in large buildups of sediment and ash. That could lead to consistent clogging, and maintenance shutdowns could prevent 10,000 Glenwood Springs residents from accessing water. Around Denver and along the Front Range today, the weather turns cloudy with rain and snow tonight and tomorrow. Much colder temperatures on Tuesday. Highs today above 60 around Denver, 50s in the Springs, then only in the 30s on Tuesday. This is CPR News.